Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ringside Report MMA. Tonight on the show, we are previewing UFC Vegas 40, Vettori versus Costa, Bellator 268, Fyodor versus Johnson, and did Conor McGregor punch a DJ in Italy? Let's get to it.
Let's go!
Did that happen? What's up, guys?
Ciao, bello!
Ciao!
Come stai? Bene, come Connor?
Muy bueno! Che pasa?
He's gonna get visited by the Sopranos, man, soon. What the hell's going on? Is this a joke?
I don't know. You tell me. You're my resident Italian expert. You told me you got news from all the channels in Italy. You were getting all the info. Fred Garcia's here. AJ D'Alessio is here.
AJ, do you speak Italian? I don't even know. Do you speak like fluent Italian?
Yeah, of course. Well, you got to remember, in Italy, there's many dialects, right? Depending where you come from, Italy, there's like, for example, my mom's side.
She's edging already.
Dialect.
Yeah.
He started with a yes, but he said after that, you know.
No, but what I was going to get to is that you can speak. I speak Italian. Of course, I speak it fluently. But I also speak the dialects depending on the region. Like my dad's dialect is very different than my mom's. And there's certain words that they say. And it's like, you got to remember Italy. Italy is like a battleground of
Italian. Is that like your Irish accent?
Yeah, that's it, man. I went to an Irish school, so you can I can understand where Connor's going here. I might actually understand why Connor did what he did. Trust me. But I'll tell you about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Put the microphone a little bit closer to your mouth so we can actually hear you a little better, AJ. There you go. Now I can actually hear you. I was like, why did AJ sound so far? Talk to me, AJ, for a second.
Yeah, man. This is much better. Incredible, man.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Angelo. Angelo's on the chat. I'm seeing Brooklyn Lizard on the chat. Don't forget to like this video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Support the Ringside Report Network. Hit us up on Super Chat. I was already on here today. This is my second show of the day. I'm working very hard for the Ringside Report Network. I'm goddamn exhausted. I watched a 4-hour pay-per-view, and then I did a show afterwards with my brother. He was sneezing all over me. That guy.
You know what? I thought I made a mistake. I'm like at work, and all of a sudden I see Ringside Report on. I'm like, oh, Dave must have, like, there he is. He's going to get exposed, walk around his house naked and all that. The cam is on. But I didn't realize that there was an actual show going on today. Well, you've been busy, bud.
Yeah, second show of the day today. So support the Ringside Report Network. And, of course, support AJ and all his cool endeavors. Freddie, how are you, man? You doing all right?
I'm great, man.
Yeah. What do you think of this Conor McGregor thing? AJ, I know he's got a lot of opinions, but what do you think? Conor McGregor apparently punched some guy. He's a DJ. His name is – maybe AJ can help me pronounce, or maybe he can't. I don't know. Francesco Facinetti? Is that the name? Francesco Facinetti?
Yeah, you're pretty good, man.
Francesco.
Very good, Dave.
Francesco Facinetti.
You have to say it like Francesco. Francesco.
You have to pinch the salt when you do it.
You got to roll that R a little bit, you know, Francesco.
Oh, he's not Spanish.
No, not
Frank.
Too Spanish. No Spanish there, no. Freddie. Take it easy, Garcia.
Fred Garcia, take it easy. So, Freddie, this guy, apparently he's a DJ in Italy. I could show you what he looks like. Apparently Connor got into it with him and punched him.
Why?
I don't know. He's got kind of a punchable
face.
What
reason?
I don't know.
Yeah, but there's more. There's more to that, guys.
I mean, Connor seems to be getting in a lot of beefs, man. What was it there? Machine Gun Kelly a couple of weeks, months ago.
Yeah.
If it's not the old man at the bar, you know, Connor's always getting into some beefs with civilians, man. What's up, Connor? What's up with
But you? Mostly it's musicians or somebody involved, like, in the music industry lately. That's what I think is
trying to get that thriller
trying
money.
Trying to get into his girlfriend's DMs like he did with Machine Gun Kelly, allegedly.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
wait,
what?
I didn't hear that story.
Well, that's what...
I think Connor's trying to get some of that thriller money. You know what I mean? He's trying to get in on that like crossover thing. He can beat up some celebrities and make some money doing it. Maybe he can get more than he could even in the UFC. That thriller money, man. That Jake Paul, that Lamar Odom money, you know?
Sorry. Honestly, I haven't followed this Italian DJ story at all. But that What was it? What's the name of the girlfriend of Machine Gun Kelly? Megan Fox, something
Yeah.
like that?
Megan Fox?
Okay, well, yeah, supposedly
I think it's
he
Fox,
went into her
I think it's
DMs.
Fox. Fox.
Yeah, Megan Fox.
FOX. All right. I thought you said something else.
Fox.
Anyways,
That's what he said. I
supposedly
mean,
he
she
was
does.
in her DMs, man. That was the reason why the other guy got mad.
Oh,
That's what they
really?
were saying. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Connor
So,
was trying to
yep.
communicate with her, and he like called him out on it.
Wow. Well,
Hey,
I could see that, but what's that guy gonna do about it? I mean, if that why is
I
that
don't
guy
know,
trying to
man.
fight Conor McGregor? Like, to me, that guy, Machine Gun Kelly, yeah, why wouldn't you punch that guy? He seems very punchable, greasy. I don't like that guy. This guy, Francesco Facinetti, I never heard of this guy. I say if Conor
Whoa,
wants to
whoa,
punch
whoa,
him,
whoa.
he could punch him all he wants. Punch him all day long, Conor. I don't give a fuck.
Dave.
What?
Dave, hold on a sec there.
Punch this
You don't
guy's face. He
realize,
deserved
like, the
it. He had it
magnitude.
coming, this guy,
Ma
Francesco. He called
What? Did he
Conor,
spin the record wrong,
he
man? Did he
said,
do,
te
like, go
faccio
backwards
culo
like Led
così
Zeppelin?
to him. I heard.
Spin the record. Listen, Dave, you gotta understand one thing, man. This is how big it was. When this shit came out, it was my mother that came to see me. She's like, hey, you know the guys that you talk about? I'm like, what guy? She goes, that guy there, that Irish guy. I think he's Irish or
Wally.
American. I'm like, no. She goes, the guy, you know, the guy
Wally.
who walks like this. I go, Connor? She goes, yeah, Connor. She
Oh,
goes,
Connor.
Connor is all over the news in Italy, man. In every Italian station across the board, man. Like in Italy, you don't understand. When something happens, they take it to the extreme. And right now, it's all about Connor McGregor, that they want him like out of the country. He's like, he's dangerous. He's getting sued.
He's
People
dangerous.
have to be. He's dangerous. Connor's dangerous. He's volatile. He can attack you at any moment. They're saying he's lucky he didn't go crazy and choke out the Pope at the Vatican. They're like, we don't understand how this man was at the Vatican baptizing his son. And to me, that's the biggest story out of it all. Not that Connor punched off the guy, is how the hell did Connor get his baby baptized in the Vatican? To me, that's the most craziest part of all this story. I know a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? He punched out a guy. I'm like, no, man. You're Italian. You'll understand. It's almost impossible to get your baby put in a little baptism bowl and baptized by the Pope. Think about it. The Pope
You say baptism bowl?
baptized
It's a
the
bowl?
baptism bowl. Yeah,
It's
you
a
know what I'm talking
bowl?
about. Like they sprinkle the water. Angelo knows what I'm talking about. Freddie knows it. You're Jewish, bro. You don't know this shit.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's a bowl?
Freddie
I didn't
knows.
know it was a bowl.
Well, it's kind of like a bowl kind of
My
thing.
kids aren't
You
baptized.
know, well, your ancestors are Arceas were, I'm sure,
Let's
you
not
know.
get into that, man.
But anyways, all to say, Dave, the biggest mystery to me is how did he manage to get his kid baptized in the
I don't
Vatican?
know. You
I don't know
tell
if the
us, man.
Pope
You're the
did it. I mean,
Italian
I
expert.
don't
I'll
know.
tell you
Listen,
how. I know how. I know how.
I
No,
know.
I have the
No, no.
information,
There's only
AJ.
what
I
the
have inside
Sopranos can't
sources.
even do that.
Because
Why?
he's Conor
How?
fucking McGregor. That's how. There's only one Conor McGregor. Because he's
Get
Conor McGregor. Why not? He's a
the
fucking
hell out of here.
legend of fighting. He's the most well-known athlete on the planet at this point. If fucking Michael Jordan wanted to get his kid baptized, at the Vatican. They might not let him because, it might be racist. But I'm saying,
Listen, man, that's freaky, man. And I'm going to tell you something as well. This DJ that he clocked, that DJ is not just a regular DJ. He's married or there's like some
Wait, wait, wait,
connection
wait,
with
wait,
like all
wait.
these
Breaking news.
celebrities.
Breaking news, AJ.
What is it?
Angelo was
What?
baptized. We needed to. Angelo, I just saw in the chat. Angelo was baptized. It's official. We know. Thank you, Angelo.
Well, let's ask Angelo another question. Did he get like COVID vaccines? That's what I want
We don't need to ask Angelo that. That's personal and private information. We don't need to release any kind of information
Listen,
like that. But you see,
we
there's
don't
a
ask
deal.
for a passport to listen our show.
No,
Like,
that's it. You don't
Baxter,
need a
we don't
vaccine
care.
passport
Listen,
to
we don't
watch the
care.
show.
We're open to everybody. We don't care where you come from, like who you are, what you are. We don't care, man.
Yeah, but I don't want anybody coming too close to me. You know what I mean? Not too close,
I'm not sure
close
if
enough.
dogs are listening to us, man. I'd be like a little surprised, scared.
Dogs?
No. Why not?
Well, he
If
said it,
Ringside Report
we don't
dogs,
care
man.
what you are.
Who
So,
let
like I'm
the
saying,
dogs
like, you
out?
know, if like dogs are listening to us or
Who
animals,
let
I'll
the
be a little
dogs?
bit like shook.
I would be too.
Dude, what do you think it is? Like bestiality porn? Come on, man. They're listening to
What?
Ringside Report.
What?
Listen,
oh my take God, it easy. AJ. Oh my.
Well, that's what Freddie was going for.
We need the opposite of the AJ vortex. We need the AJ shutdown.
Yeah, let's shut. We can do that. We can do that real easy. Look, we just did
Let's try to get this show on track.
It's the AJ shutdown. We just shut him down. Look, he's gone, Fred. It's just you and me.
Let's get this show on track.
Patrick C. Hamilton dropping a super chat. He says, that's not a regular DJ nut. We have a unique AJ. I don't really understand that super chat, Patrick, but I do appreciate it. AJ, do you understand that? What's he saying there?
Hey, listen, all I understand is this. Patrick, you're my homie, buddy. I understand you.
We love you, Patrick. Thank you, OG. Thank you, Patrick.
Listen, but Dave, just think about it. I know you at first this week you were like, I'm not going to talk about Connor and all this kind of stuff. Everybody's talking about Connor, and I'm telling you, all of Italy right now is so pissed at Connor. It's incredible. I can't even describe to you how many, like, 60-plus old Italian ladies know Connor right now. This is our market now, man. We got to go after that market. I told my mom, get all her friends to listen to our show. We're going to talk about Connor. We're going to talk about Italy. And I'm telling you, man, they think he's a nut job. And you know what? I really believe one thing. I've been listening to a couple of things. It's possible, like Freddie was saying, is that maybe he's hyping up his next fight. Like, there's something. Maybe he's looking to go into, like,
that.
Thriller. Or you? Okay, yeah, the Thriller. Sorry, bud. Okay, I apologize. But, like, there's,
that,
there's something more to it.
It's Thriller.
But
it's
think
not
about
Thriller.
It.
It's Thriller.
That's what I said.
There's no
thriller.
H.
What's the difference?
You said Thriller. Well, the
That's what
company,
I said, Thriller.
It's Thriller. T-R-I-L-L-E-R.
Like three or tree?
No, yeah, tree, like a
one,
tree.
One, two, tree.
Not three. No, not one.
One, two, tree.
But there's no double E.
Triller. What? What are you guys talking about?
Triller.
How you spell it?
T-R-I-L-L-E-R.
Yeah, that's what
Triller.
I said.
Triller.
Triller.
You're saying Thriller, though.
Exactly.
Like, Thriller, you know? Michael Jackson. That's not what
Thriller,
it is. But.
Hey, listen, talk about Thriller and Michael Jackson. We're all dressing up next week, right, for our Halloween show.
Halloween special next week.
Correcto.
Ringside Report Halloween.
Yeah, man.
Spectacular. I don't have a costume.
Come on, Dave. You can get something
shit.
Together. You got
should,
a week, man. Freddie's already ready. I'm ready, man.
I think Connor should be allowed
Freddy's
to punch
ready.
As many DJs as he wants. Usually DJs are punchable and, like, annoying.
Listen, dude, I'm going to tell you something. My nephew's a
I feel
DJ.
Like I barely heard of this story. If it wasn't for AJ,
my brother-in-law's
I heard of it.
Connor, you know, I don't like when he punches
huge,
old men in bars. I don't like that. Punching or attacking Machine Gun Kelly, I fully support that. Punching this Italian DJ who seems like probably punchable, I support that as well. I support him punching anybody in the UFC that he, you know, can attempt to punch. I mean, good luck to him. But, yeah, I'm with
that. That's horrible, Dave.
Patrick
Listen,
says,
the only thing
that's
I
not a regular
of,
DJ, but we have a unique AJ. Yeah, AJ is very unique indeed. As
I could become
says.
A, listen, I could become a DJ too, man.
Can you?
I'll be unique AJ the DJ.
And then
awesome. Listen.
I would also recommend for Conor McGregor to punch you if you became
a
DJ.
I'll punch Conor. Listen, Conor, I swear to God, I don't give a shit who he is. If Conor punched me, I can assure you, man, I'm going for that broken leg, that titanium leg. And I'll be using golf with his leg by the end
How
of
you going to do that?
Don't
when
mess
you're
with an Italian, man.
How you going to do that
no,
when
no,
you're
no,
knocked
there ain't
out?
Gonna be no unconscious. Connor is, you think he's smaller than me, man.
You
and
don't
you know
think
what? I'm a
Conor
jiu-jitsu
McGregor
guy.
Could knock
I'll
you
choke
out.
Him out like Khabib. I'll choke him out like
You don't think
Khabib,
Conor
you're
McGregor
mad now.
Could knock you out. You don't
well, he could knock
Conor
me out,
McGregor
but he can't choke me out. He can't choke me out. I'll choke him up before anything.
I think he probably will
make him see
Khabib against you right now, man. What's the last time you've been at the gym? I'm just saying, if you're
going to
call out McGregor, I'm going to put this.
Yeah, I think Conor McGregor would definitely beat you in a fight, AJ. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
What?
Listen, man, I'm going to tell
Are you
Listen,
crazy?
I'm going to tell you this. Listen, man, just like, as crazy as Conor punching a DJ in Italy. Do you know what that's I'm telling you, man.
I
I'm
understand
surprised he's going to be able to get out of
it. Martial artist and you're a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, but it's Conor McGregor, man. Like, take it easy.
Listen, I love Conor, man, but I'll
Johnny
fuck
North
him up
wants
if he tries to
see
to
it.
Do something.
Johnny, I'll fuck him up if he tries to do something.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You know what, Johnny? I say we call out Connor. Him and Dylan Danis. Me and Johnny versus Connor and Dylan Danis. I'm telling you, put your money on us. It's going to be a showdown. Johnny will slam him with a chair.
Fred,
I'll,
we can make
I'll
so
hit
much
him with a golf club. Listen,
so much money betting against
back.
AJ.
Dave, Dave, listen
like,
to this.
I
Let's
don't
get
want to
back
put
to
you
let's.
down, AJ, but the shittiest 125er probably kicks your ass. The
For
shittiest
sure.
125er from the UFC kicks all our ass. Come on,
Yeah.
man. AJ,
Yeah.
Listen,
stop your
listen, man. Do you
man.
See what my hat says?
Woman.
It says run NDG. I grew up down below
not,
the tracks.
Not even
of
man.
NDG.
I mean,
I'll smash him.
The shittiest 125-pound female fighter in the UFC would probably beat your ass, AJ, for sure. And mine and Freddy's. They're in the UFC. They
wait.
Fight for money. Their
what
job
the
is to fight. They do it 24-7.
Thank you, Angelo.
Angelo says Connor would
Connor,
destroy you,
the only thing
AJ.
He's gonna, yeah, he's going to destroy me with like lines of cocaine that he's probably doing and smashing DJs. But that's the problem. And I think this
allegedly.
Is the biggest problem with Connor right now. Allegedly. I'm telling you, this guy must be doing more rails than
I hope
like
he did
the
it.
Ski hills up
ass,
north.
You know?
But,
I hope he did it.
No,
I
listen,
hope he did punch that DJ.
You,
I really do.
Listen, there's another story that says that this DJ, you know, it's 2:30 in the morning. There's lots of drinks. You know, there's things are going on. He's Italian DJ. He's Italian. Let me emphasize the Italian part. It's very possible that he
means.
Probably said something really like sexy to D, and then Connor flipped out. That's what I think happened.
No, I heard he
and
said.
And I'm telling you,
he said to Connor, he goes, "Te faccio culo, così," and then Connor goes, "What?" And he punched.
Somebody made me laugh. They said that the DJ said, "Let's go," and Connor must have triggered in his mind, like you know, a UFC battle, and he just jumped him, man. That was it.
Actually, the DJ said, "Oh man, remember when Khabib kicked your ass? That shit was awesome, bro." And Connor was like, "What?"
Khabib
People will say
one.
Dumb shit. People will say dumb shit to fighters all the time. And Connor, you know, after a few drinks, he might be a little jumpy and want to fight somebody. You know, maybe the guy's like,
dude.
Hey, remember when Dustin Poirier beat your ass? That shit was so crazy. I won so much money off that guy. Like, you know, who knows what the guy said to Connor? The guy probably
Listen.
Deserved it, is what I'm saying. The guy
you know what?
Deserved to get
you
punched
see, Dave,
by
I'm
Conor
gonna get
McGregor.
Serious here. I'm going to get serious and say, like, this is just another example of Connor being a little bit of an idiot in public.
Yeah.
And look, he's lucky if it's not a bigger story, man. At some point, man, he's going to do something even stupider, man. Put it. Look at John Jones. At some point, man, you can't do stupid stuff all your life, man. It's
okay,
going to catch up to you. So, Connor, man,
different,
stop it, man.
Different situations. Connor McGregor's bullshit outside of the cage. We can look back. You know, he punched the old man in the bar. The old man was all right. Old man
so
was
what?
Fine. Old man
Still
was fine.
Punched her, man.
Yeah,
punch him, man.
It was a man he punched.
He shouldn't be
he was
punching.
Old. He maybe got into a bit of a scuffle at the MTV Awards with Machine Gun Kelly, but there was no police involved. It was really a
so
minor incident.
So if Connor
incident.
Punches you, Dave, should we just go like, oh, you know, like Dave, man.
I wouldn't deserve it.
You could take it, man.
I wouldn't deserve it because I would
Connor
show Connor
Dave,
so
I'm
much love.
In. I'm jumping
I would
in.
Show
you
Connor
don't deserved it?
Well, he's like, oh, I don't want to drink that proper 12. What? It sucks. And Connor was like, what? And he punched him in the face. Maybe he did deserve it. That's not nice. Allegedly, the old man was like dissing proper 12 and didn't want to accept the drink from Connor. He was being a little bit mean, and Connor was probably drunk, and, you know, shit happens. If Connor McGregor shows up drunk, I'm going to be very polite and respectful because I know he might punch me. It's fucking Conor McGregor. He's crazy. He's not going to punch me. I'm going to be like, oh, Conor, you're the best, man. You kick all their asses, Conor. Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. But I'm not going to say it to his face.
But did you already meet
Conor? I've never
but
met
Conor. But
did you
already meet Conor at some
no,
point?
I talked to him on the
Conor
phone one time.
Point.
I talked to him on the phone one time. He was all right.
We should have mentioned D. See what happens there. What do you mean you talked to him on the phone?
It was like an interview I did a while
ago. Did he call
back.
You at midnight?
During the Jose Aldo build-up, I think. A long time ago.
Really? Wow, that's awesome. Listen, man, I'm going to say two things. One, either Connor is like...
So the, Connor has your number,
the best...
I don't think so. I mean, he might. Oh. Call me up, Connor. I'll be your friend, and I'll write promos for you. Good
well,
fucking promos.
That's a good idea.
You know? I got lines for Connor McGregor. Fucking Connor should come out and be like, yeah, I punched that DJ. He fucking deserved it. Fuck that guy. That's what he should say. That guy deserved it. I don't know. You're a DJ...
Listen.
If you're a DJ playing, like, house music or whatever, chances are you deserve to get punched for one reason or another.
What? That's horrible, Dave.
Is it?
That's horrible.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, man.
Sorry, I apologize for that statement. If that's horrible, I apologize.
Jesus.
It's just how I feel deep inside.
Listen. But that's okay, man. You're allowed to, man. I mean, look.
You're
if
out there playing
Bieber,
that pom-pom-pom music.
Listen,
you're up to no good.
Connor,
you're up to
Connor,
no good.
If Connor punched If Connor punched Justin Bieber right now, nobody would be saying shit. They'd be like, oh, yeah, Bieber probably deserves it.
Well, that's
it.
What I'm saying. If Connor punched Justin, and this guy is basically like an Italian version. He's an Italian version of Justin Bieber. He's been on like different reality shows and stuff as a judge. He was on the Italian version of the X Factor for a few years. And shit like that. Star Academy, The Voice Italy, you know, he's
The
like
Voice.
A,
oh, you don't fool around with The Voice, man. That's a huge show.
He's an EDM and house DJ from Italy, 41 years old. And you know, he was being mean to Connor, so Connor punched him maybe, according to but according to this guy's Wikipedia, Conor McGregor allegedly attacked Facinetti without provocation in a nightclub in Rome, breaking Facinetti's nose. Facinetti is planning to sue McGregor for the unprovoked attack. Yeah, well, good luck to you, Facinetti.
Oh, no, they'll sue it. Oh, dude, in Italy, they don't fool around. They'll put you in jail first. You're guilty, and you have to prove yourself innocent. That's how it works in Italy. It's not like this shit over here where you're, like, totally guilty, but, you know, you're allowed out on bail. In Italy, man, it's a different story. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
First of
Are
all,
you saying,
there's a difference between, like, suing somebody and a criminal case, okay? Those are two different things. AJ, I'm pretty sure in Italy it's also two different things.
Also, are you trying to tell me that Italy is, like, super tough on crime? Italy, birthplace of the mafia, super tough on crime? Okay?
Dude, listen, man, if there's money involved, I'm telling you, Connor is going down. He better get out of Italy as fast as he can, because I'm telling you,
here's the thing,
they're going
AJ,
to arrest his ass.
Connor's got plenty of money to get him out of any kind of little bullshit jam that he gets himself into. We've seen this time and time again. Connor McGregor and even John Jones to a fucking worse extent. Like, Connor McGregor's punching DJs. Who gives a shit? John Jones is allegedly punching his wife. I mean, she's showing up at a hotel all bloody. John Jones' daughter is like, could you call the cops? Fucking John Jones is in the room going bananas all drunk trying to get 10 grand to go to a fucking strip club. Like, that's the fucking alleged story around fucking John Jones' latest arrest and fucking mishap in Vegas. And Dana White's like, yeah, you know, what are you going to do? Let the fucking law do its thing, which to these guys is fucking usually nothing. And then we'll just go on and we'll see them fight again and probably get their asses beat, to be honest.
I mean, Dana... So Dana, 10 grand to go to the strippers is probably normal. Like, I'm just speculating, but...
Oh, that's like peanuts to Dana.
Change.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Dana, you know, we've heard about Dana bringing strippers with him to Brazil and shit, right? Remember that? Remember that whole story where the
allegedly,
guy was like...
Allegedly.
No, that wasn't alleged. That was not alleged. There was a guy blackmailing him with a fucking video and Dana sued the fucking guy. It wasn't alleged. The shit all came out in court. That actually happened. Dana brought some stripper to fucking Brazil with him, and they recorded Dana. I think it was a trap with the girl and her boyfriend, and it was fucked.
What a messed up life when you make money. That's
yeah.
the problem. That's the problem. When you make that amount of money, like when you make Connor money, when you make Dana money, I mean, this is real serious money. You get all kinds of crazy shit. Who's to say, like, honestly, you know, that – Connor wasn't set up, you know,
that's
because
it.
And you know,
like to me,
like,
this is
you
minor.
Know, like, realistically.
This is minor for Connor McGregor. Here's a guy who's fucking super rich, still young, but starting to maybe realize that shit is slipping away. Like, it's not going well for Connor McGregor. His fucking fight career is not going well. And he could fucking talk a big game and, you know, but mentally he's got to be in a fucking tough place right now. So the fact
Maybe
that he's not spiraling out of control, even worse than he appears to be, I think is kind of a miracle. Like, the fact that he's got any kind of sense and any kind of feet on the ground at this point is insane, given how much money he has and how kind of fucked he is right now. Like, he doesn't seem to have a way of winning a bunch of fights in the UFC right now at the top level, which is where he's going to be put and where he kind of wants to be. So he's in a really weird spot where he's starting to realize, at least you would think he's starting to realize, that he's no longer as effective as he once was. And I think he thinks that he can be again if he does the right things, but, you know, Khabib says there's only one prime, and I believe that. I think there is only one prime. You don't have a prime and then get shitty again and then come back and you're better than ever. Like, that doesn't usually happen.
No, we saw that with BJ Penn. We saw that with a lot of guys. And I agree with you on that with Khabib. He's absolutely right. There's one prime and that's it. You know, the thing with Conor is that he's a marketing genius or he's a madman. It's either or. But the thing with him is, if he's a marketing genius, he always stays relevant. He's always in the news. And I'm not joking when I say, you know, joking aside with all the jokes that I say and whatnot. But when it comes to Italian media and they put you on nonstop, it's all about Conor. I'm not joking, man. It's like CNN playing the same bullshit all the time. It's crazy. This in Italy, there's so many networks and it's all about Conor. Conor's made his name so known in Italy and Europe that it just doesn't stop. So that's what I'm trying to say is that Conor is a marketing genius. Maybe he planned all this, whatever. But
he's
when you're
famous,
talking about his playing career,
we get that. He's famous.
He's famous. But what he's doing is this. But if he comes to fight any jabroni, he's still going to break pay-per-view numbers. And that's the difference. No one else can do that kind of stuff except maybe a Khabib, not even close to Conor. Maybe a George, not even close to Conor. But that's what I'm trying to say. There's only one Conor that can pull this shit off. Even if he didn't win his last fight, he's still going to break.
Who's the jabroni you put in front of Conor McGregor that Conor can definitely beat in 2022? Next year, when Conor comes back from his injury there where his leg got shattered, you going to throw him at Dustin Poirier again? Who the fuck do you throw at Conor McGregor? Who in your mind is a jabroni that you actually throw at Conor McGregor fans say, yeah, that's a fight that I want to see. That's a fair fight. That's a UFC main event. I don't think there is a guy right now, and that's what I'm saying about Conor McGregor. He's in a bad fucking
spot. Tony Ferguson. Maybe now it's the time to do that fight.
Fred, that's not a guarantee, man. Tony Ferguson is a big man. He's 170 pounds. He's definitely past his prime, but he's
interesting.
It's
marquee, and,
yes.
And it's a fight. Like, I'm looking at the top 10. It's probably like he's on a downstreak. I mean, all the other guys, Poirier, Gaethje, Dariush, Chandler, Makhachev. I mean, I don't like Conor's chances against any of those guys.
Nope.
But against Ferguson, who's such a big name himself, in some sense, it would be great. They both have like
Khabib
experience. I think that would be a fight that will get those, like, you know, another record breaker for pay-per-view. And that's what I'm trying to say is Conor is able to do that.
Nate Diaz,
really,
too. You could always do Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz
is
not a slam dunk win for Conor, but it's definitely a fight you could have. Conor and Tony Ferguson, Conor and Nate Diaz are two fights that are possible, you know, but they're not slam dunks, and it's still fighting guys that are, you know, not in the top five of the division.
Look, how old is Conor right now? He's 31? What is he?
32 or something.
Yeah, I mean,
Conor,
you know, he still has
33.
Look,
never
he still has a lot of 33.
To the
look,
same
he still
level
has a lot of fighting game left.
Yeah, like, but he's not going to dedicate enough time to be at that elite level again. Like, he's going to have a lot of marquee fights, and he's a good fighter. He's going to win some and all, but I don't expect him to be competing for a title. Like, if you tell me this is the bet I'd be willing to make is for the next 3 years, Conor McGregor is not going to be in a title fight. Like, he's going to have a couple of marquee fights here and there. And if he wins a couple of them, yeah, he'll get into a title picture. But I don't expect him to be that successful.
No, I don't think he's going to win a title again in the UFC. You know, and he's dealing with that. And Angelo saying the attack was unprovoked. Yeah, well, so what? Sometimes you got to attack a guy unprovoked just to let him know who you are. God damn it. You're Conor McGregor.
Dave, Conor might just not like your face, man, and, you know, say, fuck it, let's attack Dave.
I don't believe Conor McGregor goes around punching people for zero reason. Like,
listen, dude,
can you imagine
and alcohol
if he
and
was doing that
in the morning?
If he was a guy that just punched people for no reason and punched them to break their nose, right? It's probably one punch to break his nose. Unprovoked? This guy said nothing.
Here's a scenario.
This guy did not like.
Here's a scenario.
This guy, Conor.
You don't know Conor's behind you, and you're at a bar, and somebody offers you proper 12, and you say, I don't want this shit.
Yeah.
And it's only because Dave doesn't drink. It's not because he thinks it's shit, but he's just like, I don't want this shit. And Conor, he punches you, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that happened, but if somebody with an Irish accent goes, hey, try this proper 12, I might turn around first before saying, fuck that, get out of here,
no,
you know?
I'm saying somebody else, I'm offering you a drink. You know, like I'm baiting you. I see Conor McGregor behind you. And I'm like, hey, Dave, you should take a proper 12. Listen, I'm going to tell you something with
the
proper
guy was
12.
Set up, you mean, you know, to take a punch by Conor. Could see that.
Could be, Dave. Listen,
I don't know.
Possible,
look,
man.
I don't know the story, but what it amounts to is jack shit in the end. It's going to be nothing. Conor will pay the guy some money, and it'll go away. Doesn't matter. Just another fucking episode of Conor McGregor. It's like when he smashed that guy's cell phone. Anything happened there, AJ? You were like, oh, Conor's going to be in big trouble. You're always ready to fucking indict people and put them in jail forever and ever and say they're going to be in big trouble. And nothing ever fucking happens, AJ. Take it fucking easy.
Listen,
nothing will happen.
I'm going to tell you.
And the guy deserved
it. Hear what I said. Listen, this happened in the States. Shit like that happens all the time in the States. But he's in Italy right now, in Rome, and you have the Carabinieri that went up to him now. And they're filing charges. I'm telling you, he knows, man. He's from Europe. Listen, I'm telling you, this shit could be bad for him.
Yeah, he'll pay the right people.
Bad.
He'll be all right.
But listen, just back to Proper 12 for people to say that it was shit.
What?
Ringside Report. No, I'm not saying I'm telling you. Let me finish. Ringside Report was the first tasters of Proper 12 in Canada. We got the first bottle from Wally. Yes, we were. Wally
Are
brought
you sure
the first
that's
bottle,
a fact?
No, I'm telling you, it's a fact. So listen, because
not nobody
I
traveled
for the
from
SAQ,
Ireland
I know.
Before that.
Yeah, really?
Listen,
like,
but
Wally
on
was
air,
the first
listen,
Irish person to come from Ireland to Canada?
Yeah, exactly. It just came out, Proper 12. And
Wally
came from Ireland. We love you, Wally. Wally brought us our Proper 12. We did an official taste testing on air, live. And I'll tell you something. That Proper 12, it was good. I really like it. I wanna get my hands on Proper 12. I know that Antoinette has still the bottle in Toronto. It's empty, mind you. But, man, I want more
you can
Proper
get
12.
It here.
That shit was good.
You can get it here.
Where?
That is
here.
Sometimes SAQ has it. I definitely
look on their online site.
Yeah, it's usually like
they'll tell you what stores has it.
They usually don't have it on SAQ. Like, I have looked, and they don't usually have it. But I know that there are places you can get it. It's not
Anyways, we were the first. That's all I'm saying. And
AJ
nobody should say it's shit because
that.
It's actually really good. Yeah, no, you know what? But listen, all to say is this, is that Conor is back in the news. Conor's relevant again. Good or bad, no matter if you hate him or love him or whatever, Conor
is
relevant.
There.
And I agree with you. He is relevant. And the thing
is
Dana White loves this shit. Dana White loves this shit. He's so
I don't
happy.
Think he
it's because it's Conor.
Does not
yeah, you guys are right, man. I'm looking at
oh,
the pay-per-view buys. His Dustin Poirier fight did 1.8 million buys. That
yeah,
is
man.
Huge.
Conor's the biggest star the sport's ever seen.
Listen, out of the top
By
10
far.
Pay-per-view blowouts, it's Conor McGregor, man. He's beat like everybody in combat sports. MMA, boxing, whatever. Conor McGregor is up there, man. And it's ridiculous. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's all Conor. Conor, Conor, Conor. And that's the thing. Love him or hate him, the guy brings in those numbers. And it's the same thing that we said about, I know Angelo's going to flip up, but like,
here we go.
With the Jake
okay,
Paul
AJ,
thing.
I
Jake Paul and Conor
you,
fight will be
you,
the number one pay-per-view
yeah.
of all time.
Well,
if it
we'll
ever
see.
Happens.
If it happens. If it happens. Let's get into another controversial subject before we give you our picks for the fights this weekend. Did you guys see that you now need – UFC sent out a memo to their fighters telling them that if they don't live in the U.S., that they need to be vaccinated to come to the U.S. and fight.
Well,
because
it's a federal
– Right. It's not a UFC
exactly.
rule.
It's not
the
it's UFC
the federal government.
That, but yeah, exactly.
So now if you want to go to the United States from any country –
Say Montreal?
Yeah, but like,
look,
is
there,
it?
And that's,
it's
and
not
that's,
just Canada that, and whatever, but it's like any country. If you want to go to the U.S., you have to be fully vaccinated, right? So
listen,
a lot of fighters,
a
lot of fighters, and I, you know, we have kind of we know of a lot of Canadian fighters. It seems like a lot of fighters are not vaccinated, and it's like a thing where in the
sure.
pro fighter community, there seems to be a large percentage of them. I feel like maybe they are the pro athletes with the biggest number of non-vaccinated people. You just see it left and right. I mean, I guess because I'm in the MMA bubble and I kind of see a lot of fighters and what they're posting and what they're doing, but there's a lot of fighters that are not vaccinated and you know, several Canadian ones that I've kind of seen, and it's going to be tough for them to go to the States and fight now. I don't know what they're going to do. maybe get vaccinated?
Well, that's
I don't know.
Well, that's what's going to happen because, like, for example, there are a lot of Canadian fighters that we know that have, like, fights coming up.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen here? And the thing is that it's also your team because it's not only about the fighter, it's also your team. And your team, man, you know, that's a huge part of everything. If they're not vaccinated, what happens at that point? So it goes further than just the fighter. So, and we know for a fact, like, you know, like, especially in the BJJ world, you know, a lot of people don't get vaxxed. You know, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to change the game. If that's the case.
There's one fighter I'm thinking of that I'm pretty sure is not vaccinated because I follow him on the social media and I see what he posts.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention any names.
I don't want to mention any names, but I think you know who it is. I think you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say his name.
I've been kicked out of Twitter, so I don't follow nobody.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name, but I'm just saying he's a Canadian fighter that is supposed to fight in the UFC in the next couple of months, and I'm pretty sure he's not vaccinated, so I wonder what's going to happen with him.
What if he goes to the States before that date? Because I think that's like in November that it's taking effect. So he could always go to
the
States
and
have his training camp over there. Huh? No,
but
I'm saying he could leave like November 1st and go have his training camp in Florida or whatever. Like, man, I would go to Florida.
You know what, Freddie? I mean, yeah, it's not as easy as it seems, man, just to pick up and go, man. But, man, now, I can imagine who you're talking about. Yeah, I can imagine who you're talking about, Dave. And you know, they've been very vocal about it, like, you know, on the end of not getting vaxxed and whatnot. But you know what it comes down to is bottom line, money talks. So if you don't get vaxxed, you're not going to get paid for what your job is. I can assure you they'll get backs. You know, they're professional athletes. You know, when there's money behind it, man, they'll get backs. I'm pretty sure about it. Regardless of what they're...
I don't know, man. It's tough. You know, it's a tough situation that a lot of fighters are being put in right now who are not vaccinated. And I know it's a problem.
Well, you're up against...
I mean, it's an issue, right, in other pro sports. I know there's a basketball player.
Yeah, there's a hockey player that actually... There's a hockey player that actually showed, like fake COVID, like results and whatnot, and he's been fined and you know,
really?
And whatnot. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he was suspended
you know
21
what? Like,
games.
Wait,
for a
what
fake
happened?
Passport.
Yeah,
he had a fake vaccine.
Evander Kane.
Really?
I'm not sure exactly, but he had fake papers claiming that he was vaccinated and he wasn't, so he got suspended for 21 games.
Holy shit,
man! The extent of people going to like to that route is incredible, and these guys are professional athletes making millions of dollars a year, especially hockey players. Man, like, the effort that he took to do that kind of stuff is, like, unbelievable, man. It's crazy. I mean, you know, it's only going to get worse, dude. I'm telling you. It's only going to get worse. But this is where we're at. And you know what? Again, it's a little bit different when you're a hockey player. Like, you've got a contract. You've got, like, you know, you've got, like, a union behind you. There's different things where you can still get your money through sponsors, this and that.
Paid.
But as a UFC fighter.
They don't get
fighter,
paid if they're not playing.
Yeah,
whether
they don't get paid if they're playing,
or
but they still.
Basketball. But I'll tell you the stupidest,
craziest.
Okay, so in San Francisco and New York, they got this rule where you need to be vaccinated to play, but it doesn't apply to the visiting team. So there was the case of Andrew Wiggins, who played for the Warriors, that he could not play for his home team games. Now he decided to get vaccinated and it got fixed. But at the same time, he was not allowed to play, but a visiting player that was not vaccinated, he would have been allowed to play or is allowed to play. So anyways, it's a bunch of rules, unfortunately.
Well,
it's
that's
the
thing,
it's
too.
Crazy,
like,
man.
Well, you go into a restaurant, right, even here in Quebec, right? Just for example, it's weird. Everybody that goes to the restaurant, a patron of the restaurant, has to be vaccinated. But none of the staff has to be vaccinated to work there, right?
Hey, I could go get some takeout and just sit at the same table waiting for my takeout without a vax passport.
But listen.
Yeah.
But Dave, actually, the thing is that any establishment doesn't have – it's like it's illegal for anyone who's making a living to be terminated or to be put aside because they didn't take the vaccine. The thing is that you're right. As of November 1st here in Montreal anyways, all restaurants will be allowed to full capacity. The only thing
Oh,
is
yeah.
that to sit in the restaurant as of November 1st.
Yeah, but did you see the
is that
second
you have
game
to
of
be.
the Canadians, how empty it was? The
No,
second
absolutely,
game of
because
the
they're not double
Canadians,
vax.
the crowd was half empty. Second game of the season, people were comparing it to the Expos. It was half empty.
How come?
Second home game of
Because
the
you're not
season.
double vaxxed.
Oh, but also it's
Because
not full
because they
capacity.
killed the experience, man. Like most of the things I read is like people, man, I'm working with a mask and then you want me to put a mask for 3 hours. And even stupider, we got this rule where people are supposed to stay sitting in their seat. They're not allowed to get up to cheer. So you got to stay sitting with your mask for 3 hours. I mean, that's not a fun experience. Who wants to spend $250 for a hockey ticket and go sit with a mask and not be allowed to cheer?
That's
Plus, your
weird.
team sucks.
Well, it's like
Yeah.
going to a concert. If you're going and see some of these guys, like, I don't know, like Iglesias or
Yeah.
something like that, like just recently,
You're
you
not
can
allowed
go
to
there, but you're
dance.
not
You
allowed
gotta
to
stay
dance
sitting.
or sing.
So
Like, it doesn't make
stupid.
sense. It's like basically, I don't know how to describe it. I was going to say something, but I know Dave would probably get upset at me. But what it comes down to is this. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Doesn't make
I'm happy
sense.
you didn't
Doesn't
say
make
it.
sense.
I don't know what you were
No,
gonna
I
say,
wanted
but I'm
to.
just
Me
happy
too.
you
It was
didn't.
something to
Don't
do.
say it.
Don't
Don't
say
say
it.
it.
It was
Don't
something
say
to
it.
do
Don't
with the
say
red
it.
light district. I'm not gonna say
Don't.
what it is. Red
All
light
right.
district.
Let me.
Okay, but listen,
All right.
Dave, think about it.
Let's
As
get
of
back to.
November 1st,
Yeah.
here in Montreal, you're able to sit in a full restaurant, which is good because me and Johnny North can finally go back to our manoir and watch like the fights. But again, we're not making like millions of dollars like these hockey players and UFC fighters that are going to fight a fight. Are only getting paid just on their appearance. They're not making millions of dollars like these hockey players that can sit out the whole season because they're making a $25 million contract on 5 years. You know what I'm saying? It's a different game. What I'm
I have
saying
no
is
idea
that
what you're
in the
saying.
UFC, well, what I'm saying is this: hockey players get paid a shitload of money to
He
play the
says
game.
they're
UFC
gonna need
fighters
the
don't
money,
make
the
millions of
fighters.
dollars unless you're Conor. Yeah, exactly. They're
So
gonna
you're
need
saying the
the
fighters
money.
need the money, so
Absolutely. They're
they'll get
fighting
vaxxed
camps
if
and
they need the
like,
money.
oh, because the, so
absolutely.
okay, so they will
Where
acquiesce.
Kyrie Irving made 20-something million last year, so he could take a year off.
I mean,
Exactly.
I'm just
No
saying.
problem. It's
yeah.
reality. No
If I
problem.
made 20 million in a year, I don't think I'd ever work again. Like, why? I guess you could
Unless you're
get
Conor
20,
What if I tell you you could make
20
20
more.
million for another 10
And
years
all you
every
have to
year?
do is like dribble a basketball around a court. I mean, that's kind of a
I mean,
pretty
he's
sweet
one of the
job.
best dribblers.
Yeah, well, he's good at it, but like, I mean, that's even better. He's good at it, you know? If I did it, it'd be embarrassing. I'd take the money, but it'd be sad because I would get the ball stolen from me very badly. I can't even do the thing through the legs. I mean, I'm not good, you know? I'm not a good
Listen,
dribbler.
man, you know what?
I'd be
It's a
embarrassed, but I'd
crazy
take the
time, man.
money for sure, you know? I mean, Dave, I'll give you
No, I
$20 million to
feel we should
dribble
go
around.
play
All
some
right.
American, all three of us at
You want to
a
go play basketball? Fred, can you
Yeah,
play
you know how to play
basketball?
American, like everybody's alone. You ever played that?
First of all,
I know horse.
basketball was invented in Montreal, by the way, boys.
All
Just to
right.
let you know.
We should play a game of basketball. You versus me versus AJ, a triple threat basketball game. I'd do that.
I
I'm
think
not
AJ
that good
was
at
friend with
basketball,
Mr.
dude.
Naismith.
Yeah. AJ
Hey, you know that,
was
Freddie?
part of
I'm
the invention of
impressed.
basketball. All right,
Freddie, I
let's
am
talk about
impressed.
this
Wow,
is
a
a
YMCA
Italian
guy.
this is an Italian heavy show. We're going to talk about Marvin Vittori right now. He's going to fight Paulo Costa
Bravo.
on Saturday night. At least I think they're going to
Bene,
fight.
bene.
Paulo Costa decided not to make
Did you
weight.
see the interview? Did you see the interview, by the way,
I don't know. I
between
don't think
them?
so. No.
It was crazy, dude. Well, yeah. Did he want to make weight? He's walking around at 211 pounds during fight week. He's supposed to be making
Why?
185. Exactly. And that's what Vittori said to him. He goes, "Is this like a joke?" Like he honestly, like through the interview, he was like basically thinking like it doesn't make any logical sense as a professional athlete where your job is to make weight and get to the fight and get paid the money that they deserve based on all their training. Like, you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. You're like apparently they're saying he's at 211. There's no way. Now it's gonna be a catch weight at 195. But I don't think Paulo Costa really understands that he has to make 195. Because through that interview, I mean, Vittori was saying
Super chat,
yeah,
super chat.
I'm agreeing to fight you. I don't care what weight you're at. I'm going to fight you regardless. But there has to be an agreed weight, at least in the catch weight, to make it fair. And like Costa was like saying shit that he was like, yeah, I'm glad you want to still fight. I'm glad you want to still fight. I don't think this guy's making 195. I seriously doubt he's going to hit 195 on Saturday. They're still going to fight. Vettori is a beast. And there's something wrong with Costa. I mean, they're like at one point, Vettori told him if he was drunk, you know, like he was talking like as if he was like completely out of it.
Huh. Well, I don't know, wondering, man, if he had some type of injury or something, because I saw somebody compare two pics of like Costa in his last fight, I think it was, and this fight, and man, he doesn't have the same physique either. He looks like, yo, Costa used to be like jacked. We would think like this guy was full of muscle and everything, and he's still impressive and all, but I feel he doesn't look as jacked as previous fight, doesn't look as in the same shape. Like, if I had full confidence in Costa, I would pick him for this fight to win. But I'm leaning towards Vettori. All this, like, situation concerning the weight and everything just makes me think, yeah, I'm not sure he's fully ready or trained fully for this fight. So I'm going to go with Vettori. I'm going to take a chance on Marvin. Decision,
well,
or maybe
really...
Costa gets tired, because, I mean, if he can't make weight, man, I gotta have doubt on his cardio, so I'm gonna go
with
Vettori.
That's already a
factor. I'm not sure if it's a decision or a TKO, but one or the other.
Well, Vettori is actually not a risk for you, Fred. He's -180, the favorite. He's a pretty solid favorite going into it. I was leaning towards Vettori going into this fight, and then when I started hearing about Paulo Costa and all his weight cutting issues, I think Vettori is just a better fighter all around. I think he's much more well-rounded. I think he's done much better against Israel Adesanya. I think that was a good kind of barometer of where they both are. You know, Costa got starched by Israel, and you know, Vettori made it a fight. I think Vettori is very good as far as, you know, mixing things up with the takedowns and the striking. He gives his opponents a lot of different looks, and, you know, he's a solid striker. He's got good power. I see Paulo Costa as a guy with good power, and that's about it. You know, he's not the most impressive fighter, and when he was on his come up and knocking people out, it was really impressive, but he didn't really show a wide range of skill. I feel like Vettori has shown us a little bit more. Paulo Costa, though, I think is still dangerous. You know, if he wins, I think he knocks out Marvin Vettori. But I think Vettori is very, very durable. And like you say, AJ, I don't think it's going to happen. Israel Adesanya had, eight rounds against Marvin Vettori and wasn't able to put him away. I think it's going to be tough for Paulo Costa to do it. I think that Marvin Vettori winds up winning this fight, maybe by decision, but he might finish Paulo Costa, like Fred was saying, decision or maybe a TKO, because I don't know if Costa is ready to fight. When you come in here and he's talking about fighting at 185 in the future. You know, it's not like he's coming in here making a decision like, I don't want to fight at middleweight anymore. I want to fight to 205, and this is just my decision. This is not a decided thing. This is coming in fight week, unprepared, saying, hey, I want to fight, but there's no way I make 185. Let's try and make it 195. Let's do a catch weight. And Vettori allowing it because they want the main event to stay together. And as we run down the rest of the card, you'll see why they definitely need this main event to stay together. Because the rest of the card is not that
awful. Interesting.
Yeah,
Dave,
it's pretty fucking
bad. Dave, I'm going to say one thing. Like,
huh?
Well, I'm going to say a few things. But
I know.
The thing is that, like, Vettori, you got to give him credit for at least taking this fight regardless. Got
to
give it to him. Because,
I'm
like,
him
a guy is apparently
what
walking around 211. But listen, there's one thing that you know, if you look at Vettori, Vittori's never been knocked out. He went five rounds with Israel and wasn't – you couldn't knock him out. That's the thing with Vettori. He has never been knocked out in his career. And the thing with Costa is that he has. And the thing is that I totally agree with you when you talk about a well-rounded fighter. Vettori has it all, man. He can strike. He can take punches. He has a solid jaw. His grappling game is amazing. His wrestling game is amazing. And that's the thing with Costa. Costa's ground game is like pretty much a nil, man. We haven't seen anything. And he doesn't even come close. He's never actually taken down anyone in his UFC career. Now, like, when you look at it, what Freddie said is that his cardio is the issue. And if you look at all of Paulo Costa's fights, cardio is the issue. Now he's coming in at 2 whatever. Let's just say he comes in at 195. There's no way he's going to be able to survive that storm after the third round. What's going to happen is, in my opinion, Vettori is going to take him down. Even though Costa apparently has an 80% takedown percentage, takedown defense percentage, it's not going to be enough against Vettori. Vettori is a beast. He's younger, longer reach. He has everything going for him. And you know what? I love Costa. And you know that when he came out, I was like, holy shit, this guy is a beast. But that's the problem with these beasts. They can get away with it for so long if they go out for the kill in the first, second round. But once that doesn't happen, they don't have the tools to fight someone like Vettori on Saturday. I'm telling you, man, Vettori is going to give him the Italian slam, and it's going to be a quick game. I think by KO, I think Costa's going down.
I love it. Angelo dropping a super chat. Angelo says, thanks for the history lesson, AJ. Appreciating the lesson. Angelo also going with Marvin Vettori. It is unanimous here on the team. We also go with Marvin Vettori. Freddie, AJ, and myself all going unanimously with Vettori. Angelo going with Vettori. Patrick C. Hamilton dropping the trademark 777 with some love for Freddie, too. Gotta love big Freddie. Freddie G.
Freddie! Who doesn't love Freddie, man? Look at Freddie, man.
Whoever doesn't love Freddie, you're not my friend, okay? You gotta love Freddie. All right, what else do we have here? Let's do some things. What do you call it? Parlay? You know the parlay, guys? You know about that? When we do the Bet 99 thing?
This card is really
shitty. What are you talking
man.
About?
Yeah, I got jack shit for you. Actually, I got a 3-fight parlay. You ready?
Okay.
I have a 3-fight parlay for your bitch asses. All right, here we go. That's my parlay theme song for the night. You
That's
like it, AJ?
Pretty
That's
good,
for
man.
You. That's for you.
I like it.
Here's my 3-fight parlay. I'm going with Marvin Vettori. I'm going with Masaranduba, Francisco Trinaldo, a.k.a. Masaranduba. He takes on Grant Dwight. I like Masaranduba in that one. Gotta love Masaranduba. I also like saying Masaranduba, in case you can't tell. Masaranduba! I got Liviana Souza as well, -132. Over Randa Marcos in the opener, and I'm not going to throw 10. I'm going to throw 20 on that, all right? 20 at +369. So 3-5 parlay gets you 93.87. That's Team Dave UFC Vegas 40 parlay.
Yeah,
we're going with
one for
Vettori, Masaranduba, and Sousa. Freddie's got a better parlay, though. What do you got,
Freddie? Like, I'm the guy with the 2-fight parlay in recent weeks. So I got Vettori. But I'll tell you what, man. I got an underdog here that I feel might have a chance. I'm gonna go with Alex Caceres. I mean, the guy's on a 4-fight winning streak. I'm not sure why he's that big of an underdog. And
say his opponent's
the other guy.
Name. Say his opponent's name. I beg you.
Choi Sung.
Sung Woo Choi from
Sung Woo Choi.
Sung Woo.
Ain't that hard, man?
Sounds like a guy from
Just
Squid
like John
Game.
Hey, the great filmmaker.
I think there was a Sung Woo guy in Squid Game. You know, these guys Korean, just like the Squid Game. You guys
Squid
seen Squid
Game? Wow,
Game?
Is that a good show? I'm into it, man. I'm already at episode 5. It's the best, man. Squid Game.
Oh, AJ's watching the Squid Game.
Well, because you brought it up, man. That's why I started watching it. I'm like all into the Squid Game. I want to participate in that.
Well,
Sung Woo
has 3 wins in a row as well, Fred. Sung Woo has won 3 in a row, including a TKO win over Julio.
I'm saying Caceres shouldn't be that big of an underdog.
I agree.
I'm taking Caceres.
Is that
Caceres Vettori, man?
That's Freddy's 2-fight parlay, the classic Freddy 2-fight. He's going with
Freddy 2-fights.
He's going with Marvin Vettori at -180 and Alex Caceres at +225. $20 at +405 gets you 101. And 11 cents. AJ, you going to give me a 5-fight parlay?
I'm going with the 5-fight because you know what? You guys didn't mention it, but last week, you know, I know, Freddie knows, and the betting world knows that AJ again pulled off a 5-fight parlay. I know you're going to be like, no, it was only 4.
Yeah.
But I knew I was ready because I called Anderson in the Bellator, and nobody went with me on that one. And I got 5 fights, man.
That's true.
5 for 5. So you want to make some money, guys? So far in the last month, AJ, because I have a new crystal ball. I'm not joking. I have a new crystal ball. And my fight parlay, man.
All right, give me your fucking
I bring
parlay.
You the money.
Give me your parlay.
Okay, so you know where I'm going with. The Italian. I'm going with the Italian styling here. Marvin Vettori, I think, is going to win by TKO. I'm going to go with Dawson on the
Are
next
all
fight.
All Italian stallions for you, or is that really his nickname?
No, they're all stallions.
No. Yeah, they're all stallions. Freddie, come on.
Come on, Freddie. You know that.
Have you ever seen Italian porn? Come on, Freddie. Rocky, man. Before he was Rocky, you know, Sylvester Stallone was he was a porn guy.
I don't think I've ever seen Italian porn. That's not something that.
What?
I mean, Rocco.
Come on, he's just one of the most
known guys.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's Rocco?
Is Rocco
Freddy or whatever his name is there.
I don't know who you're talking about. He's an Italian porn
man?
Well,
if you see him, you'll probably recognize him.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the dudes usually. I don't know. I don't know. All right.
I'm just saying he's one of the biggest known guy.
So they have male porn stars. They're famous for the male porn stars. Has Conor McGregor punched Rocco yet? Conor should punch that
guy. Or Fabio?
Right in his dick.
You know,
all right,
Fabio?
AJ, give me your parlay.
So listen, you got it down. I got Dawson.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to skip the Clark fight because that one there, man, it could go either or. But I'm going to go with Freddie on the Alex Cacheras fight. I'm going with that. Then I'm going to go with Dwight Grant. Francesco Trinaldo, I really liked it, but I think his time has passed.
Oh.
And then I'm going to go with I can't really say his name, but you know who I'm going to go with there. It's going to be the
Nikolai. You're going with Nikolai.
So I'm going to go with the Nikamaranu. But if I had to take someone in place out of that, I would go with Tabitha Ricci, man. That Ricci fighter, I like her. And you know what?
You want to throw her, make it a six-fight parlay?
You know what? Let's go crazy. AJ's going with six.
AJ's always going crazy.
AJ's going with six.
Always ready to go crazy. Over at bet99.com, use the promo code RINGSIDE. Sign up with us. Take advantage of that matching deposit of up to $600. Marvin Vettori, Grant Dawson, Alex Caceres, Bruce Leroy, Dwight Grant, Nikolai Negumerianu, and Tabitha Ricci. That is a six-fight parlay, $20 at plus 2510 gets you $522.70. You could win big with AJ's super fight, six-fight parlay. Team AJ has been on fire as of late, so I might throw some money on that parlay just to see what happens, AJ, because you've been right all along. And I'd like to be on the side of when you gloat, I can also be happy about it, you know? I'd like to win money with you, you know what I mean? Because every time you brag about your wins, it's like so annoying and I'm not happy
about
it.
But now every time he's going to be wrong, you're going to be more mad because you lost money.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like a win. It's a lose-lose for me, man. Either
no, because
or.
it's still 50-50 because, like, I lose money, but AJ's wrong, so it's like a win because I can make fun
of
him.
Oh, okay,
you know?
Okay.
And then I can yell at him, like, AJ, you owe me $20. I took your parlay, you bastard. Just blame you.
You suck.
You suck,
listen,
AJ.
It's
your
my
parlay
new crystal
sucks.
Ball. It's my new crystal ball, man. I imported that. It's happening. But listen, man, these are the cards.
Listen.
First of all, the fight is in the afternoon, by the way, just so we can't forget. Like, it's not happening in
that?
The evening.
For real?
It's at 1 o'clock. The prelims start at 1 p.m., and then the main card starts at 4 p.m., which is a great fight. This is the best card for Freddie. This is a Freddie night. He gets to watch it early. You can have supper, watch it, and it's done. You can go to bed at 7:30 after, 7:38, I think. But it's an early fight card. But let's not forget what else. Listen, there was another fight that's happening too. Exactly.
It's also
I was put him
in
on
the
my,
afternoon. It's also in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's a straight one.
It's noon prelims and 3 p.m. Eastern for the main card because it's in Moscow. So a lot of afternoon MMA. Nothing on Saturday night this weekend. It's all Saturday afternoon. Both the UFC main card starts at 4 and Bellator main card starts at 3. And if you're in Canada, you could watch the Bellator main card for free on YouTube because they don't have a TV deal. It's on Showtime in the States. But if you're in Canada on Bellator's like main YouTube channel, you could just watch this for free 3 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night. They've got I realize we didn't really talk about the rest of the UFC card, but it's just, you know, not much to talk about. We gave our parlay and that's about it. You know, and this Bellator card, it's like, you know, Vitaly Minnikov against Said Salma. That's interesting. But then Fedor Emelianenko is really the main show versus Tim Johnson. Fedor, the legendary Fedor. Yeah, Usman Nurmagomedov, who's Khabib's something? Cousin? Taking
cousin.
On Patrick
Very
Patilo.
Good fighter.
Yeah, Usman
and you know Khabib
is
going to be there.
Winning. Yeah, of course.
Listen, it's not a bad card. Bellator actually has a pretty decent card, man.
And who doesn't want to see Fedor? Everybody wants to see Fedor. And you can watch Fedor for free, man. That's ridiculous. Like, you know, one of the most exciting fighters of all time. I mean, the legend of all legends. I mean, this is it. And you're watching him. I mean, he's 45 years old, but it's Fedor, man. If Fedor
he's
comes,
for sure losing.
He's coming to win.
Yeah, he's.
You think he's losing against Timothy Johnson?
For sure.
Look, I'm not putting that on my parlay, but
I'm
going to
go
with
the Maldonado one, where he just gets beat up, but the ref doesn't stop it because he knows he can't.
I don't know, man. I think Fedor's going to pull it off. I think this is Fedor's like retirement fight. He's winning, bud. He's winning. He's in Moscow. He's in Moscow?
Yeah. The fight. He's getting knocked out.
You know he's with. You know he's.
He's going to sleep.
Are you kidding?
No.
In front of his fans, Russian fans? No. There's no way, man. Fedor is coming to win. Timothy Johnson, man. Look, he's the fan favorite. He's the favorite for the betting odds and whatnot. Not by much. I think he's at what? Let me just check. -110. I'm still giving it to Fedor.
Bet99 actually has Timothy Johnson right now, -175, the favorite. Fedor Emelianenko, +140, the underdog. Johnson, not a huge favorite, considering I think he's a slam dunk, surefire, guarantee to win. It is in Moscow, so people are a little worried. Yeah, I mean, Fedor has been knocked out by people recently. Why wouldn't it happen here? Yeah, thank you. The silence is my answer. Thank you, AJ. Fred, who are you going with in this fight?
Because the ref is not going to stop it.
Oh, the ref will
stop.
That's
why he won't get knocked out.
If Fedor's unconscious, they have to stop him. But that's what it's going to take. He's going to have to put him to sleep. What do you think? Does Fedor go to sleep or does he pull off some sort of miracle? He's 45.
I mean, it's in Moscow, man. Go Fedor, man. Fedor's going to find a way, man. Who? Johnson? What's his name? You say, man?
Timothy.
Jabroni Johnson?
Listen, and most of his wins, this guy, if you look at, like, his wins, they've been by decision, and they've been all boring, man. Fedor doesn't come out to be boring, man. That's what I'm saying. I think Fedor's going to take it. A man who was undefeated for over 10 years. Think about it.
All right.
Who do you have? Lose.
There's a man.
And Freddie, what's happening
curtain
with NASCAR?
I gotta go.
What? Oh, no NASCAR talk.
I mean, Kyle Larson just like secured his spot for the Final Four championship race. And Kyle Larson, what a great story. Last year, well, I mean, it's not a great story because last year he did something very controversial and he got suspended for the whole season. When NASCAR stopped racing, they did these online races and Kyle Larson, like, he used a bad word in one of those online races, which made him lose his ride. But, hey, he's back this year in a better ride. So some people would say, like, actually he had a career, like, boost, you know, like a better opportunity. So Kyle Larson won last week at Texas. The race was shitty, but he's the best racer as of yet this year. He deserves his spot in the Final Four. Go Kyle Larson.
Listen, did he say something like consciously, like on an interview, or was he talking in his like helmet?
Well, Bubba
and he said
Wallace,
something?
Bubba Wallace, who's the only African American racer in NASCAR right now, he won a couple of weeks ago in Talladega his first race. So props to Bubba Wallace. But him and Kyle Larson are good friends. But during an online race on iRacing, which I play by the way, you could find me there. He said,
with
like
Ringside
after
Report
Bubba
Mobile.
Wallace did a crash, he said like, what are you doing, my, you know what, thinking that nobody was listening, but no. And then somebody told Kyle, hey, Kyle, you know, everybody could hear that, like, on TV and everything. And he used, you know, like, the word you're not allowed to use. But Kyle Larson himself is, like, a minority because he's half Asian. But anyways, Kyle Larson had a great season this year.
Wait, who's Kyle Larson? He said the N-word?
He's a NASCAR driver.
He said the N-word?
And last year when
NASCAR... To a white guy?
Huh?
He said the N-word
he's
to a white,
white
guy?
He's half white, half Asian.
And he said it to who?
He's half white, half Asian.
And who's
he
saying
said it
to?
Said it to Bubba Wallace.
Who's a white guy?
I mean...
What's going on in NASCAR?
Bubba Wallace is an African-American.
Oh. Ooh.
And like...
What did Bubba Wallace say?
During an online race...
Oh.
Well, they're friends. You know, like, it wasn't like,
yeah, they're just,
it wasn't like me.
Yeah, they're trash talking.
It was like, hey,
each other,
my, you know, like, you're not supposed to say it, though.
Is he in trouble?
Not on TV.
Is he in trouble for
Well,
it?
last year he lost his ride. He lost his McDonald's sponsorship and everything.
Well,
Like
yeah.
he got fired from his ride because of that. So he missed the full season. But this year, last year he was driving for Chip Ganassi, which is kind of a shitty team. This year he got signed by Hendrick Motorsport, which is like the number one team. So now he has a big team. And a lot of people are saying, like, maybe, you know, like Hendrick Motorsport, they got a history of cheating. Maybe he's cheating. But hey, in NASCAR, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Kyle Larson's been the best driver this year. He deserves the championship.
What is cheating in NASCAR?
It's exciting,
like,
man.
A supercar?
Well, for example, like cheating Chad Knaus, which is a crew chief, after Jimmy Johnson won a race once, he told him on the radio, make sure to run your back into the wall because, like, you know, the spoiler and all that, there's rules where it can't be more than a certain angle. So during the celebration, Jimmy Johnson allegedly did on purpose ran his car into the wall so that it would break the spoiler so that NASCAR wouldn't be able to check if it was legal after the race. You know, there's a lot of ways in NASCAR you can cheat.
Wow.
My favorite cheating moment in NASCAR, since we're talking NASCAR, is Michael Waltrip once tried to use jet fuel as gasoline. He got caught using
what?
Jet fuel in his car.
Does that work?
Which was like the biggest fine ever.
Does it help?
That's cheating, man.
Yeah, because it's much more combustible.
Wow. That's
cool. Crazy. But isn't there regulations before you... Like in the pit stops and all
jet
that,
fuel.
That's crazy.
Well, there's an inspection before the race, but there's an inspection after the race to make sure that during the race you didn't modify your car to something illegal. Now, if during the celebration you decide to wreck your car, it's a little bit hard to see if it was legal. You know, it's a little bit of a gray area. NASCAR doesn't like that if you wreck your car during your celebration, especially if you won.
Wow.
That'd be weird. I agree.
Yeah, it's like sneaky.
NASCAR, man. So much action and thrills, man. It's like a thriller.
Why would you wreck your car in celebration?
So that they
can't get away from, like, getting caught.
The inspection.
Right.
Your
car is
illegal.
But that's the only reason why you might do it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, especially if your crew chief tells you on the radio before, like, make sure to wreck the back of your car.
Yeah.
You know, like, during the celebration. Like, you know, it's a little, like, shady.
That's very suspicious. Well, there's Fred's NASCAR moment at the end of the show. It's what we do now. Fred's NASCAR moment.
Kansas this week.
Fred's much more excited about NASCAR than he is about MMA or anything else really going on. So very happy to give Fred the time to talk about NASCAR. And AJ, I know you're just very passionate about MMA and Italy, so we got to talk about both of your favorite things today, right? So
and the Vatican, the Pope,
that
you know?
Good. And Succession's back.
Sinead O'Connor moment.
Whoa, holy shit, that scared me.
What the?
I don't know. Thank you to Patrick C. Hamilton. You are our Super Chat leader tonight. Thank you to Angelo for dropping a Super Chat as well. Angelo has been a member of the universe for 9 months, and he says he's never seen Freddie so passionate
Greece.
About NASCAR. Freddie is definitely
a
big,
great season.
Big NASCAR fan. So thank you to Patrick. Thank you to Angelo. Patrick is the Super Chat leader, old 777. Lucky Patrick out in Saskatchewan.
Oh, that's a lucky number, man.
And don't forget, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and click the bell when you subscribe so you get notifications every time that we are on. I was on earlier today recapping WWE Crown Jewel. Go check out that video if you haven't already. I will be back here tomorrow night after SmackDown to watch AEW Rampage with you and to recap everything happening in the WWE on SmackDown. And next week will be our Halloween show. Angelo dropping a super chat letting us know it's Halloween time. He says, thanks for the show, guys. I enjoyed it a lot. Well, thank you, Angelo, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show, my friend. Thank you for supporting the channel, and once again, you are the Super Chat leader. Look at that. Taken away from Patrick right at the last moment in classic Angelo fashion. Super Chat.
Oh, coming
Super
out
Chat.
Of nowhere, man. Angelo.
Angelo, man. Angelo and Patrick, Thank you, guys. Thank you to everybody. Don't forget to join. Become members like Angelo, like Patrick. Antoinette's been a member for almost a year. I think Patrick's been a member for nearly a year now as well. Angelo's been a member for 9 months. I mean, it's coming up here, so please don't forget to join the channel. Click the join button beneath me and go to join.ringsidereport.net if you are watching us on mobile. $5 a month. Subscribe to the channel. Support us. And, you know, the more subscribers we have, the more shows we can do and the more things we can do. We're looking forward to a UFC watch along next Saturday. Right? That's going to be a special afternoon watch along. UFC pay-per-view, UFC 267, Saturday afternoon. Next Saturday afternoon, October 30th. That'll be fun.
Crazy, man.
Big Halloween weekend show. So we are getting ready for that. And next week, we'll preview UFC 267, Glover Teixeira and Jan Blachowicz. Spoiler alert.
Magic rope.
Going with the magic
Halloween.
Rope. Going with Polish power.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. See you again tomorrow night. And Freddie and AJ will see you again next week. Thank you. It's been Ringside Report MMA on the Ringside Report Network.